In The Folding Cliffs, poet William S. Merwin recounts the story of Ko'olau the leper, who escaped with his wife and son, eluding deportation in Kalalau Valley, Kauai. Merwin somehow fused historical, ethnographic, environmental, and emotional material in a hybrid poem/chant. How did he do it?
I have the faintest idea. You don't. I mean, that's, to me, one of the most fascinating things about all the arts. You never know where something comes from. The Folding Cliffs, I'd had the story in my head for about 12 years. I was always very cautious about using Hawaiian material in poems. I mean, it's so tacky to do it disrespectfully and just appropriate it. But this story was just one that I was followed around by. I couldn't stop thinking about these people and what the real story had been. Then I started doing research on it, and I did that for about 3 years. I still didn't know what I was going to do with it. I thought, well, it has to be a poem. The only thing that can move from something like a Hawaiian chant to something like the records in the Department of Health, the only thing that's flexible enough is poetry. And, of course, the Hawaiians would have told a story in poetry originally. I mean, the Kumulipu is one of the great creation epics and chants in the world. You know, and I was thinking about how I could do it, and gradually it was beginning to take shape, the story, how it could be told. And I knew it had to start quite late in the story and then go back and pick it all up, which actually is a tradition in Western narrative poems. The Odyssey and the Iliad, they both begin far along in the story, you know. I thought I wanted to mix the two. I wanted to have the Western epic tradition and the great Hawaiian chant tradition overlay each other, like double exposures, you know. And one night I was just thinking about Pi'ilani, very late at night. I just picked up the pencil and started to write.
Poet William S. Merwin reads from The Folding Cliffs and discusses where poetry begins in an extended interview with images at hawaiipublicradio.org. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.